Yeah. We back. I'm a comfort. Jay, give me a G. Yeah. I'm the type of G. Whoa. She said, can you dirty bitch? Fuck my friend.
She had called me handsome by my fool.
And then I beat it in.
She said, then you use a
shout out to Big Lisa. Yeah.
Then she welcomed me back over.
That's my story. Hey, we back, y'all. But guess who I got in here with me again? Big Dog, motherfucking Ted in the building.
Sir Cat.
Mansfield in the building.
Shout out to all the people that went voting.
I'm blaming her.
White horn. Yeah. White horn winning right now?
Yeah.
He winning right now?
Yeah. Hey.
Let's go.
See y'all wanna see today. My newest bitch. My coolest bitch. Right now she fixing me a play.
Love on you.
Attitude.
Yeah.
I'm the type.
That's so good. Let's go.
Why you just like it? So we ain't had this problem until we. Man, say y'all. We got my cousin here.
Yeah,
sitting in on the podcast for the first time.
Yeah, man.
Through the, you almost. But you know how much we paid for this? Shit, we barely making money. That's a damn our whole budget
right now.
Damn.
You just cute the double up.
Hold on. We gonna have Versace now because he got money. He gonna buy us another one.
Yeah. And I thank you for buying us another cover.
Yeah, God damn, man. But anyway, we'd like to welcome y'all to another episode of That Ain't My Business.
But let's talk about it. And it's me, your boy MTF, Ugly Man, the myth, the legend, the voice of this here, Ranchers City.
And it's your favorite, Nesto the Don. You know what I'm saying? You can call me little Slick Fella, you heard me. Shout out to Miss Lisa, you heard me, for making everything possible.
Miss Lisa, who we got in here with us today, man? Tell the people who you are, who you is, where you
man, been. The people know this damn, man.
Oh,
my
bad.
Man, they know. Teddy, man. They call me Teddy in Shreveport, Big Nipsey, man. Street,
the biggest Teddy?
The biggest of them all?
Biggest of them all.
I see you got your pitch on your head.
Man, I'm done.
So you a Teddy, man? So you a big Teddy,
I'm done with you, bro.
Hey, man, so, man, look, man, I want to welcome y'all back, man, to this motherfucking madness. There's been a whole bunch of stuff going on. I'm going to try not to cuss. You know what I'm saying? As much that today I'm trying to change my life.
Yeah.
I'm trying to become a more humble person. I'm already humble, but a little bit more humble. You know what I'm saying? Don't look at me like that. Boy.
You must be a Muslim or something. Oh, you what? A Muslim now?
You know what I'm saying? Alhamdulillah, man. It's your life.
Yeah, I'm done.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my people all across the world. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter what race, no what ethnic, religion, none of that. You know what I'm saying?
They say them niggas go to jail or come back try and be a Muslim.
Man, shout out to my brother Spencer. Just so y'all know, he white. He from Greenwood. He's a country.
He came home yet?
Nah, he ain't came home yet.
He white, but he a nigga too.
Yeah.
Like, he a wigger.
No, I know he ain't because he don't act like a black person.
So what, he a killer?
No, he don't.
No,
black.
He a red nigga, the nigga put together, he a river.
Nah, we ain't gonna start that. What I'm saying is, he don't act black. Like, he dressed in cowboy boots and belt buckles, and he'll have wear a cowboy hat every now and then. He love his boots and his life.
They whooped his ass at their club like he was a nigga at all that was.
Those was the Phoenix. No, not the Phoenix. We was in
Sandbar.
Sandbar.
Yeah. They whooped his ass like they whooped the rest of the niggas.
And shout out to my boy Landon. Landon, a white boy that don't act black. These are two white boys I've been knowing since they was freshmen in high school. And they called me their black brother. I call them my white brother. So Mama Bears, just to let you know, ain't no racist sexism over here, baby. We love all y'all because I love old white women.
Shout out to, and speaking of old white women, shout out to the Kettle Mama Band.
That's what I was saying. Lisa, we love you, baby. I appreciate you for letting me here.
Have a belated birthday.
Yeah.
You look good for your age.
You really do.
Because the other people in your group, they do not look good for your age.
Yeah.
They be looking like little turkeys.
No, they be looking like roots.
You know, us, we age like wine. Them, they age like milk.
No, nigga, they age like cheese.
Yeah,
it's both dairy. It's both dairy. They age like sour cream, real fast. You mean? But nah, though, man, this shit be all fun and jokes, man. And shout out to everybody in our city, man.
Yeah.
Hurry up for it, burn up, man. What? Kane,
Easy,
Wheezy,
Ghost.
Okay, Egos.
Say y'all, that my little cousin.
That's E. That's Ghost. That's him. He don't want to be on camera.
That's Dwayne Wade, homeboy.
Yeah, he real good with
Dwayne Wade. He used to watch Zab when he was little. So that's.
Yeah. So, man, Nesto, man, you been, man, your podcast here, Big Dog Teddy, because we ain't seen you in a while.
Yeah.
So have you been following the so-called little mayhem that's been going on, man? With this,
yes.
Yeah, man, it's crazy.
Yeah,
bro.
Yeah, with this hurricane and
See, me, I ain't had no chance to really speak on it.
Somebody lying.
Nah, ain't nobody lying, because this my whole thing. I want people to pay attention to the way Hurricane said what he said. Hurricane did, listen, this ain't my business. I really don't give a damn. I just know about it. Look, Hurricane is not bashing Bay Bay like in no malice form. Like, he not being aggressive. He not saying, man, that nigga owe me money. Whoop to whoop. All he's saying is,
you keep it real.
All he's saying is, the way Bay Bay did it, it wasn't right to him. You feel me? So people need to stop, of course they gonna be messy, you feel me? Because everybody want something to talk about, and they want to attach themselves to the hottest topic. So since that's the hottest topic, God damn it, we'll let Ugly Man chime in on it. But Hurricane not saying nothing in a malicious manner. He just basically expressing what he went through. You feel me? And if some people don't agree with what he went through, they don't agree with it. You know what I'm saying? And then you got some people on the other side, this is what happened. Now, as far as the Bay Bay situation, and Bay Bay, I hope you watching this. Kane, I hope you watching this. You heard me. Everybody else, I really don't give a fuck. I hope them two watching it. Bay Bay did what he was supposed to do as far as being a DJ, taking him where he took him to. You feel me? Now, it ain't up. It's not up to Bay Bay to keep your career going further than where you want it to go, because he did what he was supposed to do, and he did it. So therefore, he done his job. Now, behind closed doors, nigga, we don't know what was said.
That's exactly what I was.
What was said and what went on, but him making them sign their contract was the best thing for him at that time. I brought you there. I put you there, and it's up to you to do what was supposed to do with it. Now, as far as all the other shit, like, he ain't keep it real with you, or he ain't do this and he ain't do that. Like, that's something for y'all to sit down and talk about it as men. You feel me?
That regardless of what we think or what he say, she say.
Because you got three sides. You got his side, and then you got
what really happened.
You see what I'm saying? And my thing is, and like everybody jumping down Bay Bay throat, like we think we know everything, but we don't. We really don't know why dude feel the way he feel and why he do what he do. You understand me? Nigga, we wasn't in there in them meetings. You see what I'm saying? We really don't know what transpired in that whole thing to make Bay Bay say, well, look, I ain't fucking with it. Like we really don't be knowing what be going on, you heard me? And because I was having a conversation with somebody about the whole ordeal, and they will start bringing up this person to that person. And what I'm saying is, if you ask me, everybody dropped the fucking ball.
I mean, that's fair.
I'm just like, saying. In that case, if everybody pointing fingers, everybody dropped the motherfucking ball.
I agree.
Let's just be real about the fucking situation. Everybody dropped the fucking ball. It could have been bigger than what it was. But like Hurricane said, like when Bay Bay went in there, the right thing to be was going there and ask for a labor deal. Well, Bay Bay didn't go in there on no labor deal type shit. He went in there on some A&R type shit.
Yeah.
So both of them served a good purpose for each other. You feel me? Evidently, it was something to make them not want to, you know what I'm saying? Because if they would have went in there as him being his main DJ and then got a labor deal with it, it probably could have went further. You see what I'm saying? So
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? We don't really be knowing. I'm saying, Hurricane, come fuck with me. You heard me?
Bay,
fuck with me, because I ain't taking no sides, because I wasn't there. I don't know. It ain't putting no money in my pocket. I just think it'll be best for the city. Like, if motherfuckers be like, say, boop, this what happened, woo da woo da woo, you know what I'm saying? Fuck that shit. We grown man now. You feel me? And like Bay Bay said, he don't have to explain himself to a motherfucker about it. And I don't blame him, because I wouldn't explain myself neither. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel that, but my whole thing is just come back to, you can't choose when you want to be real. You know what I mean? You got to be, if you're going to be real or you're going to be fake. You know what I mean? Like,
what's going on?
You got to keep it 100 at all times.
Keep going.
You got to keep it 100 at all times. Like, you can't choose when you want to be real. You know what I mean? Yep. Like, So in that situation, I feel like, you know, at times it was real, sometimes it was fake.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, you can't, like, you got to keep it 100 at all times or just don't do, like, just step back.
But my thing is, I think the intentions, like, I think, like, boom, well, I brought you here. I probably could have really told you my whole intention. Because Hurricane flat out said it. Hurricane said, no. Hurricane was like, shit, I went in the club and heard him saying, hey, baby.
Uh-huh. Man, let's get to the mess, man. You talking about the other stuff, man. You got to get what the message said, man.
Okay.
Hurricane, the dude Festa said, Hurricane doing all that, but what the fuck he was when Bebe was on that rape charge, and Hurricane said he don't, Festa don't know what the fuck he talking about. That boy Hurricane said Bebe was on tour with him every day, getting his hotel room paid out of his budget from the lady. So Hurricane was paying for his hotel room.
I mean,
you
I don't know
what Hurricane did for him.
I mean, I wasn't there.
I'm telling you, that's what Hurricane said. He was there.
Oh, yeah, but what I'm saying is, like,
hey, look,
okay, boom, like during all that, this coming out the label.
Man, let me go to the message.
You can go to the messages if you want to.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like,
I'm going to ask Ted about what he think about this.
Like, with me, with the whole situation, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, everybody jumping in and chime. Everybody saying, well, he did this. Now he ain't do that. He did this. Ain't nobody stopped.
All that outside noise need to be put to the side.
We men.
Hurricane said, bro,
sit down like men and talk this shit. Yeah. You ain't really got to talk it out.
Bro, my Hurricane said, bro, he was on the road with me while he was fighting it in hotels paid by my labor out my budget and talking to me about the case face to face. Motherfuckers make themselves look stupid just running their mouth and have no idea. Hold on.
I mean, hey.
And he say everybody talking about it wasn't for Bebe. Hurricane would have never got on. He wouldn't be at the radio station in the club, all that. He say 3 Feet the one that had him at the station, not Bebe. 3 Feet was his manager. He say he remember Bebe telling him and Big Red he had the money to push them both, but he wasn't going to invest at the station. So he say, I played chess by putting his name in the song to make him send it to the DJs. He say if he wouldn't have did that, Bebe would have never signed it to the DJs.
I mean, like, but that's kind of put my name in the song. If why wouldn't I?
He say 3 Feet lost everything following that fool and being loyal to him his whole life while they got left in Shreepo. He could have easily said, I got my own co-host or engineer, which is what 3 did when he was on 103.7.
Yeah, like, I mean, yeah. Like, there's a lot, like, we was off camera running it, and I'm like, shit, that nigga 3 stand-up nigga, like. But I was like, at the same time, them niggas was young as fuck. Them niggas was young as fuck.
Huh? Bebe went young.
3 was.
We ain't talking about 3. We talking about Bebe.
I mean, he wasn't old.
3 was a grown man, though.
But I'm saying, but young within
the life. 3 was a grown
the
man.
The way it sounds like, that Bebe took advantage of his
young. But 3 Feet was getting money DJing when I was in middle school.
But
don't act like DJ 3 Feet was just a young.
No, no. Listen to what I'm saying.
Man.
How young Zill was when Zill started DJing? See what I'm saying?
Man, 3 feet.
He was young. Three feet was young.
When I was in middle school.
Listen.
Come on now, man.
I was grown when you was in middle school, fool.
This happened when I was in high school. This 4 years later.
But what I'm saying is I was grown when you was in middle school.
Come on, man. Fuck all that shit. We ain't really even talking about 3 feet, though.
No, we not.
Why you don't want to talk about Bebe?
I know what I'm saying.
You done went to 3 feet. Why you don't want to talk about Bebe?
Nigga, I didn't go there. The message you read. What the fuck?
3 feet was young.
Yeah.
I ain't even.
How them nigga was young on?
I ain't even speak on the other stuff he spoke on about with 3 feet and Bebe. I was just saying when he said he left him when he went to Dallas. I ain't say the rest of the message. They can read that for themselves.
I mean, if Bebe did that, that's some fuck ass shit. But like I said, we don't know what their intention was when he, like he said, he told me to sign the contract. You know what I'm saying? And because that was the best thing for you at the time. Nigga, you got the deal signing. You feel me? Like.
Sound like it was the best thing for both of us.
That's what I'm saying. That shit blew. It did a great thing for both of them. That's what I'm saying. Like, what the fuck? If you ask me, you know what I'm saying? I think the biggest problem is people. It looked like that Bebe capitalized more off of it than Hurricane did.
He did.
But I'm Bebe.
He did.
Who knows Bebe without a Bebe? We do. Hold on. But did you hear what Hurricane said? He said, I walked in the club.
Yeah.
And they were saying, a Bebe.
Here.
Here, yeah, here.
here. We yeah. know him here.
Man, they want no A-Bay Bay,
no A-Bay Bay song. Don't nobody fucking know this man across the world.
Like the people in the industry know. So, the people in the industry know him who got to come through Streetport and see him at the radio station. But far as the
that
people,
why yelling don't work though, hey baby.
Yeah. I mean, he was the first
nigga to say.
But okay. Do it matter?
I mean, it don't matter.
I know it don't matter.
Yeah. But I'm just saying.
You want to be honest, Manigo was the first nigga to say ratchet.
Oh, that's fair.
That was UGK.
That's fair.
LPMC. Mm. Before Manigo made ratchet.
But he wasn't saying it in that pretense. He was using the New York term. He was talking about a gun when he said ratchet.
But he did say it though.
But it had nothing.
I get what you're saying.
Two totally different meanings from what it come from. Pimp C was talking about the ratchet.
Your political correct.
But I'm saying though, but I'm yeah. I'm a music head, but Pimp C was talking about when you hear a nigga from New York, like a nigga rap from my era, when they say a ratchet, they talking about a gun.
Yeah, I'll talk.
When we say ratchet, we talking about a way of life.
We don't know. So can you rap the song where Pimp C said ratchet? Since he was saying he talking about a gun, he probably ain't talking about no gun.
Yes, the fuck he is.
Because the way I heard, I don't think he was talking about the gun.
Maybe talking about a gun. Because I had this same conversation with somebody. They pulled it up and they was like, okay, this is what he talking about. Yeah, he talking about the ratchet. You hear me?
No, I'm putting a C.
But you see this debate we sitting there having about Bebe and Hurricane? It goes to show you that you can't
but Charlie, you kept this 1992. And he said,
and he was no,
he wouldn't. He said, or either get your ratchet ass out my motherfucking door, because I'm Pimp C.
Yeah.
He
was talking about a gun.
Yeah. So Manigo didn't start a ratchet.
Huh? Manigo did start a ratchet.
Nah, Pimp C did.
Man, see, but
Pimp C did.
But they be hating on Manigo,
man.
Say, dog.
He made the culture.
This nigga, listen.
But he was the first person to say.
This nigga.
In that context.
And that other nigga that be sitting next to me, Pac-Man, them niggas, man, be hating on that ratchet shit, man. Stop hating on that ratchet shit. We here. We been here. We here.
He kind of proved it.
Though. He ain't proved shit.
Yes, I did.
That man, he was saying, get your rat. He was saying, get the fuck away from my dope before I grab
the rat. Get your rat to the ass.
He was
ratchet. Man.
Yeah. He robbed the bitch ratchet.
If he said ratchet ass.
Yeah. He was saying, man, get your ratchet, man. Your ratchet. He was saying, get your gun and get your ass away from my dope.
All right. He's sitting his ways. He's not going to change.
You nigga was 2 years old when that came out. The fuck is you niggas talking about?
When Manigo was talking about Reggie, was he talking about towards a woman or was he talking about himself?
He said, get your ratchet ass.
That's what I'm saying. Niggas ratchet too. That's what I'm saying. It depends.
Remember the song, the ratchet song? Most of these niggas ratchet too. I always talk about what they will and what they will not do. Best believe it. Get them niggas behind closed doors. Most of these niggas go there just like the ratchet ass hoe. I say no ratchet. Them bitches coming patching. I like magic. Yeah. Pussy me patching. Little mama, you need your ass kicked. Them niggas, they ass is ratchet too.
Oh boy, you know that.
I always talk about what they will and what they will not do.
Yeah, he a stain. He a ratchet stain.
Damn right. Man, I fuck with anything come out of my city.
Whoa, Paul.
We ain't gonna do that.
Mama, come get your son.
Yeah, we ain't gonna do that.
They say no diddy now.
Let me tell you.
I said that on the podcast before they were saying that shit. I said no diddy before that shit.
I'm trying to see. I'm letting y'all know I fuck with the whole ratchet and y'all talking about some whole other shit.
You niggas need
to read a book.
I gotta ask y'all how y'all feel about this.
Shout out to Bam Bam, man. We're going to get you back on here.
Yeah, shout out to Triple OG, man.
We got to get you back on here, you know what I'm saying? So we can continue doing what we was doing. You feel me? Oh, yeah, man. Damn, who to show the people the T-shirts, man? Y'all want one of these in summertime, man, springtime? Summertime, springtime, man. You know what I'm saying? Bam got some new stuff out.
Man, boy, you put yourself on the shirt?
Nah, man, that's Bam Bam, man. That's a living legend, man.
My bad.
You trying to be funny, but you're funny.
Yeah, you lame as hell for that one.
I was just saying.
But yeah, man, you know what I'm saying? People, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why I'm like.
Here you go right here, y'all. What y'all think about this?
Man, I don't care about this.
How you feel about this, Teddy? Oh, about this NLE chopper shit, man?
What happened?
Talking about that song? How are you? Here we go.
I didn't listen to it.
I want to fuck me too. I want to suck me too.
Look at the video.
If I was a bad bitch, I
wanna hunt me too. I wanna trap me too. No freaky that I wanna do to me. To me, to me, I wanna make me too. To me, I wanna make me too.
Today ain't nobody dancing to.
To me, follows a bad bitch. I wanna hunt me too. I wanna trap me too. No freaky that I wanna do to me. Bitch, is we fucking or what?
I don't lie, I like the little lad part.
Mm-hmm.
Everything else before that, though.
I'm saying, about, I mean.
Nah, man.
Nah, he tripped out.
He said, I would want to suck me, too.
Nah, that he did too much, bro. Hey, he did
that
too
ain't
much.
It right there.
I mean, that's just like me saying, if I die, I want to come back as a crawfish.
So hoes
can suck my head and eat my meat.
Like, nah, he did too much, bro.
I mean, I don't know. Music is art.
I feel you. This all I'm gonna say. His homeboys ain't his homeboys, because his homeboys would have told him not to do that shit.
You wanna know? Wanna know why his homeboys didn't tell him not to do?
Why?
Because his homeboys think that big ass chick that's finna come. Fuck you talking about?
That's it, bro.
Got me a chick.
I ain't no
chick.
Yes man. If you my homeboy, I'm gonna tell you the truth.
Listen.
But if it's making money, keep making it trash ass music.
Listen, do your
to us. It might be trash, but.
Somebody at the door.
Who's at the door?
Oh, I got these shades on.
Hey.
Oh, that's, man, go let my child in, man.
That Jamil?
Yeah.
Hey,
man,
don't
be saying my child.
Hey, oh, my bad.
That
my niece?
Shit, man, I don't want everybody to know that's my child. She embarrassing me? Shit.
Wow, listen, now you be embarrassing her. Fuck
she
you
be
my,
she be wearing some butter stuff to
you
school.
You a lie, boy. My niece be dead fresh. Fuck wrong with one. Hey, Milton.
Stop saying
a
name.
Oh, my bad.
Hey, do you know her and your cousins on both sides? They double cousins? Oh, nigga, yeah. No, him, her and the other boy, we don't want to say his name.
Yeah, like they double cousins. like they cousins on their mama's side and daddy's side.
Yeah.
Her and the girl that just walked in.
We got that in our family a lot.
Yeah. They go along a lot. They go around a lot.
Scrib and Jerry.
Scrib and Jerry, they cousins on both sides.
So y'all got some Jerry Springer shit going on.
No, that's not Jerry Springer. Like, it's not incest. It's just that her papa and her and his daddy brothers. But his mama and my mama first cousins. So that make him and Hootie cousins. So that's her cousins on both sides.
His double cousins.
Yeah, that's his younger cousin on his mama's side. Yeah. She his cousin on his mama's side and his daddy's side. Damn.
Y'all got a lot going on.
Dude.
Y'all type of other shit happening to Mansfield. Hey, now, we ain't going to talk about Mansfield.
No, we ain't
going
to do that.
There's some shit going on that's against the law.
Show what's going on in Mansfield, that video I sent you.
What you talking about?
Show what's going on in Mansfield.
Now, you said like this, Mansfield.
What's going on in Mansfield?
Here we go. Come on, turn so you can see it. This is what goes on.
The fuck out of here.
Mansfield.
The fuck out of here.
And it's dead.
Bruh.
That's a squirrel, man. That chihuahua jumping the hill out of that squirrel.
No, I got something for you.
That ain't a generator. That's a motor off a lawnmower.
You want to know what really go on in Mansfield, nigga? Come to Taco Tuesday and I'll show you what really go on in Mansfield, nigga. We turn up.
Why is you promoting it? Why is you promoting it on my platform? They don't want me there.
To show.
Come on. Tell them let me perform.
I heard about that Taco Tuesday. I heard there don't be no tacos, just me.
I'm never. I know.
Because it was in Mansfield.
That dog humping some type of animal in Mansfield.
Hey, one thing I ain't gonna do is let y'all keep disrespect my city, nigga.
Mansfield.
Mm-hmm. Though my brother from, man.
Yeah, all that.
I fuck with Mansfield. Though you from?
Yeah, you appreciate.
Say you were faking on you before you came. No, I say, boy, you ain't gonna disrespect my brother up in here like that, nah.
What you had to say about me, man?
I said nothing, my
nigga. Fuck Ted, he lying. He ain't coming. He talking about his ass ain't here yet. He probably be somewhat tricking.
Nah, there's some shit Shorty would say, so I believe it.
Like you like.
I really believe it. You said that, nigga.
If you believe it, I got a bridge in Brooklyn I want to sell.
Okay, was the price. I believe you said
about,
that.
You talking about the Xavier Tollway?
I believe you said that. There's some shit you would say.
Do you know what bridge in Brooklyn? The Brooklyn Street Bridge. I own it. I'm trying to sell it.
Leave me alone, bro.
All right, then. You going to listen to that shit? You just seen them dogs fucking in Mansfield.
Ooh-wee. All that faking, bro. Stop faking, man.
Hold on, tell me. What was that dog fucking in Mansfield?
I really don't give a fuck.
Man, my boy need to hit a blunt, man. Fight it up, right?
That's how
you... So we, even though Eric let us hit y'all shit, I mean, even... Even though that fucker, you know what I'm saying? Now let us hit y'all shit, y'all ain't hear Nas. Because y'all ain't... Well, Poop, you got a mic on. Now you want me to say your name? Oh, I say your name.
God damn.
Yeah, you don't.
If you didn't want him to, it's too late.
I know that fuck Poop, he work at Five Stone.
What the fuck is... Oh, the tie place.
Yeah. Get you a lad?
Don't
25% off.
But yeah.
Okay, I'm cool then. All right, I'm cool.
I ain't fucked up with you.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
He said what he said.
He said what he said.
I said what I said. Shit.
Yeah, he made that.
Because guess what? At the end of the day got in.
Man,
let's get on this shit.
On woo.
Man.
On woo.
How y'all feel about the Glorilla thing up on CNN?
What?
Y'all ain't seen it?
No, I ain't seen it.
I got to find it. Y'all talk amongst y'all self on some more shit while I speed this shit up.
So look, big dog. Right, so do what we finna do. So I want to ask you, because Champagne P finna run for president, you know what I'm saying, with his assistant.
Cognac B. And okay. You know, I'm the campaign manager.
That's the campaign manager.
Yeah, man.
That's
so okay. Check this out. You know.
I need you to be part of Champagne Peak or Secret Service.
I got you, bro.
But this some real pimp shit.
I got you, bro.
Everything pimp.
I got you, bro.
All right, man, because Champagne Peak about to bust it. He running for president. He running against Trump.
Hey, I'm voting for a nigga. Anybody can go against Trump. I'm going for the...
Can't know anybody. Champagne P going against
him. Right. Well, my boy just posted on Facebook. It's over regardless. He can't make up the lead. Whitehorn will be the next sheriff.
Congratulations.
Play some music.
Yeah. I don't want my shit to get flagged. Yeah. I'll just play a beat. Shit, we finna freestyle to the mama bell. Go on, get the mama bells freestyle, my brother.
Let's get it. You know what I'm saying?
You already know what I'm finna play.
Play something.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
My sheriff.
Yeah.
He black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey. Shout out White Horn.
Shout out White Horn.
Shout out White Horn.
Shout out White Horn.
White Horn won.
White Horn.
Ain't wonder why, because White Horn won.
Yeah, say, Ms. Lisa Massengill, we like to thank you for everything
that you did to try to stop this.
You tried to destroy the black community, but you brought it together. And for that, you will forever be in our hearts.
And you're going to forever get a booty look.
Yeah, because guess what? Oh, I got something for the booty look. Yeah,
white horn one.
Hold on. Booty look. She said, niggas and one?
You're lying.
Look, let's get one thing understood. Because I don't like what y'all said about my boy who came on here, the city councilman.
Yeah.
Understand this. Y'all trying to antagonize him for the fact that he know young men like us, entrepreneurs who turning over on a new life and we doing right and trying to involve people in our community. And the only way that he can get the community involved to make it better, y'all screaming stop the violence and stuff like that. So that guy is reaching out to the people within the community so that we can come together to come up with a way to stop the violence, educate, and build on a better future for Shreveport, Louisiana. So y'all stop and tagging that young man. You mama bears, why don't y'all come sit at the table, baby? We always open. I ain't going to smoke no weed. You can bring the police with you.
Shit, we'll have you some coleslaw. The mayonnaise, you know.
No. We're gonna have some hibachi taco for you, baby. We're gonna have some hibachi taco for you. That's what we're gonna have for you.
With some mayonnaise on the side.
Nah, baby, it's sour cream. But if you want mayonnaise on your hibachi taco, you can get mayonnaise.
We're gonna get them their own thing on the menu. The Mama Bell Taco Edition. The mayonnaise.
Yep, nah. Now listen, hold on, because people, that's a new trend now. We can't get you your own sandwich made with coleslaw on it, because they putting coleslaw on everything.
We smoking on that Nicholson,
boy, that's that good shit right there. Yeah, we smoking that Nicholson, boy. That's that good shit right there. Yeah, yeah. Hey, say, Mama Bells, go dig your ball. Yeah, go dig them votes up.
Say, guess what?
I got a question, though. White horn. But listen, we stupid. Listen, just think about it, though. Now, just say what if, because you know I'm stupid. What you think niggas would have said if it would have came back and Nicholson won by like 2 votes? We think they would have been like, yeah, recount. Cheated.
I need a recount.
Like, you would have been like, them niggas did cheat, because each time it was 1 vote. But now, guess what? Whenever you push a stray dog, a mutt up against the wall, it's going to fight. When you push a bear, when you poke a bear, it's going to roar. So guess what? We need everybody. We need all our people. You see how
to go tag Ms. Lisa.
Go tag.
And her constituents, the Cattle Mama Bells.
All her constituents.
Yeah, my boy said just like that, the Mama Bells are done. Stick a fork in them. Fuck that. We finna go lie.
Look, dig this though. Dig this. Mama Bells, you know, we just having fun with y'all. Y'all did lose. You know, white people hate to lose. This not all white people neither. We just talking shit. We love white folk.
Nah, we fuck with y'all though. Real shit, man.
Yeah.
What's old boy name? Tom. We fuck with Tom Brady.
Yeah, we fuck with Tom.
We fuck with Andrew Schultz. Skip Bayless.
I fuck with Skip.
We fuck with Dan too. Dan Snyder, Skyler.
Oh nah, y'all doing too much. Them two niggas nah.
Dan ain't doing nothing wrong. You watch
I don't know. Nah, I don't fuck with them.
You watched all the opinion on
them? I don't fuck with them.
Dan ain't fuck nobody. Dan was an asshole.
That's all Dan was. Like,
Dan did to them what I do to him.
Listen, I watched it about 4 times, right?
That's enough.
Dan just...
You do a lot.
Dan had a fucked up sense of humor. Dan was a closed-in pervert. That's all he was. Like, but I ain't gonna lie, he was down bad for the cum shot.
I guess if...
Then when he had the people putting their mouth through the mystery hole, and he was sticking a picker through it. You know what they call it? A glory hole. Dan here, and they say that. Listen, well, where does it end where the parents are not held responsible? Because every parent sat down and said they knew what was going on.
Yeah, I agree.
And neither one of them motherfuckers stopped. Because see, them chicks, listen, if the parents didn't know, then...
then we got a problem.
Then we got a problem. But you know what I mean? Each fucking parent knew what the fuck was going on, and neither one of them stopped it before it got too bad. Now they got their children fucked up.
In this situation, it's the same way I feel like about the R. Kelly situation. All the parents should be in jail just like they should
be.
You know what I mean?
And why? And why the fuck? Why the fuck they ain't on them people ass like they was on Robert ass?
Boy, they destroyed that man.
Oh.
And they knew what he was doing for years,
man,
but he...
Dan ain't...
Fuck nobody.
Assault nobody.
Man, but Dan was a perv.
They say he was just emotional abusive. He didn't assault nobody, man. He just an asshole.
But now they're going to be able to sue for emotional abuse and shit.
That's the thing now.
See, that's the purpose. That's the whole purpose of the documentary.
Yeah.
So they can do a class...
action suit.
Against Nickelodeon and Dan. Because guess
exactly what?
Exactly what
they did with R. Kelly.
Guess what? The people...
surviving R. Kelly.
The people who actually did the assaults and stuff,
yeah,
they ain't got no money.
No.
So
no.
They got to use... they got to...
disgruntled employee.
Yeah, they were. Disgruntled employees. They got to use them to get to Nickelodeon and Dan. Because they know Dan got that bag and Nick got that bag.
But by all means, it gives Dan no right to do what he do. It gives Dan no right to treat people that way.
Not even a little.
Because if Dan would have did that shit with some real black folk.
Oh, yeah. He a dead man.
If Dan would have did that shit with some real black people,
people
right?
He got beat up bad.
Some real niggas. If Dan would have did that with some real niggas, Dan would have got his motherfucking ass beat. If it would have been a real black mama on there, she would have hit Dan in his motherfucking head. That would have been a project mama. Dan, you pussy ass nigga. Fuck you talking about. Yeah. I'll bust your motherfucking white meat.
So, y'all, we lie, y'all.
We lie.
We lie. We
what's
lie.
Up? Oh, hey, that ain't my business. But, man, this is the...
A
new sheriff in town.
It's a new sheriff. The new sheriff in town. It's a new sheriff in town, y'all.
A brand new sheriff in town. You hear me? Yeah.
Congratulations.
Man, congratulations, man, to Whitehorn.
Ashtray. We're going to start calling Ashtray the mama bear tree.
Pat me the mama bell. Yeah, we're gonna have to get some ashtrays made. Say,
man,
mama
they say
bell.
The mama bells that went extinct.
Oh yeah,
they can't find them nowhere.
Hey man,
say listen,
I would have deactivated my page too.
Y'all,
they say Miss Lisa MIA.
Y'all better leave them people alone. Y'all know they shoot every day in the forest.
We ain't in the forest.
But yeah, them white folks ain't scared to shoot anybody.
Guess what?
What?
Shreveport Louisiana now is an open carry state. You do not need a permit. So they the only ones walking around here.
Do you know why they did that? Do you know why they did that?
I don't care why they did.
I don't care either.
But then I'm finna show you the play. Can I just show you the play?
Count your business.
Let me show you the play. Boom. Now you know they passed that law, right? You go to jail, you gonna be there until your release date.
Yeah. But see, what you saying is not it what you saying doesn't go with that, though.
How it don't?
Because the people...
they giving niggas rope to hang themselves.
No, because they was going to go to jail anyway because they convicted felons.
Okay.
That's for felons.
So, but listen.
That law did not get passed for felons. People who carry an illegal gun, that's for people who carry illegal
guns.
So that don't apply to street people.
Niggas that buy street or guns on the street,
But I'm going to tell you something, though. What that law is going to do, they ain't trying to pass another law behind it. Well, if you got a concealed weapon permit, you can get qualified immunity like an officer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, you see what they doing? They just getting niggas these guns so they can kill each other.
Or protect
they gonna themselves. Do that anyway. They ain't give them shit. They're gonna do that
you
anyway.
You say they giving niggas guns to kill themselves. Nigga, a lot of niggas I know carry guns to protect themselves.
Yeah, I'm
not
just
to
saying,
kill
they gonna have, we gotta stop saying to kill niggas. Yeah. Niggas ain't the only one dying.
For real.
Caucasians dying, Asians dying.
Thanks.
Every race is dying. Yeah, at the hand of one another, at the hand of each other.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause that's who we around. So we around, we gonna kill who we, I mean, people gonna abuse who they around. They gonna, you know, try to take advantage of who they around. And most of the time, that's people that look like them.
Yeah, but
that's
then,
true.
But, yeah,
so we gotta stop just putting that on black people. Everybody knowing this shit.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, everybody.
You're right. Man, but we do it at an alarming rate.
Nah, see, that's the point.
I mean, not like
we don't. We're not doing it. It's just more publicized than the other people.
Yeah.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
True.
That's fair.
It's a talking point.
Yeah, that's fair.
True that.
Dude. It is fair. We kill each other.
I'm smoking on
way
you.
More.
I'm
gonna take this out. Take this out. You know, we kill each other.
Are you scared to go out? You scared to go outside?
No.
You scared to go outside?
No.
You scared to go outside? Me either. So like, they over exaggerating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they hyping it up. It's not. It's actually better than what it was back in the 90s. It's just more publicized because
it's the internet.
It was 24-hour news back then.
Internet, yeah, you're right.
You know, now it's 24-hour news.
Because there's a lot of stuff that went on back then that we didn't know about.
Because the internet wasn't available.
And listen, people.
And now people know more people now.
Like I tell people, you have a lot more access. Like I tell people, like, y'all think people out here getting killed. When I was younger, it wasn't people my age, but it was niggas older than those. Niggas was getting their shit pushed back. A lot, it's so many people that from my childhood that was older that's dead, you hear me? Like, and niggas from other neighborhoods that's dead, niggas was warring in the city. The only thing is, wasn't no internet, and then certain niggas didn't go in certain neighborhoods, so you didn't know other niggas. You see what I'm saying? Now, not to say that it ain't fucked up, because it's fucked up, because this shit crazy, because it wasn't so many shootings in the open, so many innocent people getting hit. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas wasn't pulling up and dumping in the motherfucking crowd. Like, when we used to have little events, every now and then shit gets shot up. But
how about say she?
Boy, Super Safe Sunday, boy, wasn't never safe. That wasn't never safe.
I never went to Super Safe Sunday.
Boy, I was always there.
I was living in A, man. It real freak neck. You hear me?
Motherfucking skating ring fell.
Yeah.
I'm going to be different because I always go into different neighborhoods by myself. Like, I don't care.
Yeah, like,
cause you don't look aggressive. You like you coming through that just, you know, buy a couple grams or buy some cat or something. You know what I'm saying? You bring income to the neighborhood, so they ain't fucking with
you.
Then you look older. They be like, oh, that's old school.
That's why they don't fuck with me. They know Unk come the tree.
Nah,
they know big Unk ain't on big.
He bringing that big money to the neighborhood.
Big money?
They know Uncle Ugly and Uncle Teddy just came to come get a couple of little something and chill out.
Y'all act like y'all don't know me. I don't spend money on females unless I love them. What's wrong with you, nigga?
Shit.
Now, so you don't love women?
I said I don't spend.
If you don't love women, what you love?
I said I don't spend money on women unless I love them.
I correct that shit, my friend.
I'm not him. Like, I ain't with all that lame ass shit. I got what you said from the jump.
Man, I'm just trying to clarify the people in the world.
Man, fuck them.
The
you're a liar.
In the internet world.
You're a liar.
Man, I can only tell people that.
Shit, you're a liar. Teddy?
Nah.
Teddy, we done splurged, Teddy. Don't get me started, Teddy.
Oh, but Teddy ain't splurged on shit. Teddy. You ain't splurged on something. Teddy ain't splurged
shit, on shit. He spent $20,000 on something.
Teddy. I don't know what Teddy. You...
He spent $20,000.
Teddy, you was there that night.
Sure.
Teddy, you was there that night. All that money exchanged hands, and then I stole $100 back from each one of them. Yeah.
I didn't spend no money.
Well, it was just like you spent it. And you enjoyed it.
Okay, but Teddy didn't spend no money.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you talking about.
Shit, bitch, y'all ain't gonna walk about with all that money. They want too many hundreds and twenties. You need some of that buy. Because I'm trying to go buy some of this other bitch that ain't come. I mean, my bad. I said I was gonna stop talking like that.
Yeah,
ladies, my bad.
You got a filter mouth.
My bad. I'm done with all this.
You don't lie to
me. My bad.
Yeah, you lied, man.
Why y'all ain't telling me I'm lying?
Where Cattle Mama Bears at, man?
Hey, yeah, Cattle Mama Bear, where y'all at? I know y'all got fake pages hiding.
We
come on now, where you at? We looking for Lisa.
We looking for me, Lisa.
Yeah, come on out. Yeah. What we smoking on?
The John Pack.
We smoking on that nickel.
We smoking on that John Pack and the Nicholson Pack.
That
motherfucking Cattle Mama Bear Pack.
Yeah.
And that Massengale Pack.
Yeah, we smoking that Massengale. Yeah, and that John Nickel Pack, baby. We on that nickel.
So this that White Widow?
White Widow.
Yeah.
White Widow and Black. White Widow and White Widower.
White Widower.
Yeah, white, because
man, what iceberg pack is, man?
I don't know, and I don't give a damn.
He's someone being an activist.
He being an asshole, wherever he at. Hey, Pac, man, where you at, man? White Horn Warren.
Man, talking big shit.
White Horn Warren. Stop playing. Yo.
It's a new sheriff in town. Stop playing.
It's a new.
Call that man and tell that man not to be bragging too much. So
why?
White people don't touch him.
Uh-huh. They been wanting them. They ain't gonna make them want them no more.
No more, no less.
Shit.
Them people ain't. Them people give a damn. Them people don't give a damn. Right. Them people mad.
Boy, mad.
They gonna get drunk.
Man, they did all that lying and
everything.
Just to get blue eyed and
just to get blue eyed this time.
Say, you wanna know what I think?
Yeah.
I think all the clubs downtown should let black people in free tonight.
Now everybody that voted.
Everybody that voted.
No, don't let nobody in that ain't voted.
If you ain't young, everybody that voted should get in the club free.
It costs $100 to get in the club tonight.
No, not $100. Yeah, see, not $100. $50.
Oh, you don't want to come at all.
$50, man. Not $100.
Anyway.
Income tax money gone.
You vote for free.
Income tax money gone.
You
Teddy, did you vote?
Yes.
When?
Yeah.
All right.
I got a grandma that made sure I vote every year.
Who you
every
voted
time
for in the presidential primary?
Who you voted for?
Anybody that wasn't Trump.
You could vote for Trump anyway.
All right, there you go. Shit, his name wasn't on the ballot, so I don't know.
Yeah, you registered as a Democrat?
Yeah.
That's why.
Yeah. Yeah. See?
No, I'm registered as an independent.
Independent. See, that's what you got to do. You got to keep your options open.
Yeah, I feel you.
See, you one of them follow the leader niggas.
No, I'm one of them. I don't like following dumb niggas.
What you mean?
You feel me?
Okay.
Who you trying to call dumb?
Who you calling dumb?
I know you ain't talking about my president.
You ain't talking about that's the greatest white man in American history
of all time.
That's the greatest white man of all time.
Oh, Jesus.
That ain't my fucking president.
No, he ain't the greatest. Bro. Trump then, I mean...
Tom Brady.
All the great white men names start with a T.
Yep, Tom Brady. Trump. Who else?
Shit, Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods, yeah, because Tiger Woods, he Asian.
Nah, he cobbling Asian.
I'm not finna entertain these niggas.
What?
This dumb shit.
Man, Tiger Woods, the greatest black, unblack man in the world.
I'm trying to think of some more good white men. Great white
Tom
men.
Cruise. Tom Cruise.
Hey, man,
Tom Cruise 70 years old and still doing fucking action movies, still doing his own stuff.
What about the white dude that sang the song that died? Who they thought were black? Saying just the two of us, just the two of us. We can make it if we try.
Everybody knew that dude was white. You thought he was black?
Nah, he said a lot of people thought he was black.
Oh.
Well, who he was? What's his name?
Man, that Bill or something. Hold on, what the nigga? Hold on.
But yeah, man, I told you, man. Yeah, all the greatest white men in the, but it was except Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers, he's one of the greatest white men.
I don't fuck with Aaron.
You don't fuck with Aaron Rodgers?
Aaron Rodgers be lying. He be lying.
Man. What you lying about?
Everything.
Y'all ridiculous.
Wow. Man, we just proving to the we just proving to the mama bears, man, that we are not prejudiced all the time. Because I'm prejudiced as a motherfucker. So are they. We are all all us prejudice.
Nah, they racist.
Yeah, how? They just prejudiced as fuck.
Nah, they racist. See, black people, we can't be racist, so we prejudiced.
But white people can be prejudiced because you got white people that don't like white people. There's prejudice.
You could be both. You could be both.
Because sometimes I'm racist.
No, you can't. Black people can't be racist.
How?
The fuck you can.
No, you can't, because we don't have the systematic power to stop people from getting opportunities or getting people from getting bank loans and shit. We don't have that power.
Yes, we do.
We're not over the system.
Yes, we do. Look, when a white Dauphine or a Mexican or something come to the hood and they want a loan.
No, that's not the system.
But that's our system. I mean, that's our system.
The system, though.
But I'm saying there's
the system.
No, I'm saying there's the system. Like, you know what I'm saying? You know, you give them lesser for what they pay for. You play them to the left.
Yeah, that's the old rule.
Yeah, you feel me? So that's a system. Hell yeah. Go to a bank and get a loan and watch how much their interest rate is. The fuck you talking about?
You sold, back in my day, you sold to white people, though.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
They want 40, it's 80.
Nigga, go to jail and burn that and see how much they want. That 12%.
They fuck over them in jail.
You see what I'm saying? So it go back the both ways. We fucked them in the streets and they fucked us behind them. They fucked us in office.
Nigga, I ain't fuck nobody. But
you sure? Well,
oh, no, what you got going on?
Say Sandra May. You know where I be at. You know I'm a double up.
Man, this nigga's in pack strong.
I told y'all.
Man, this nigga's strong as fuck.
You think so?
Yeah.
To that. In Mansfield. Y'all be smoking that Nicholson pack? Or y'all ain't got nothing to do with the voting thing? Mansfield part of the kettle?
Nah.
So y'all ain't had nothing to do with
it? Nah, nothing at all.
Y'all got y'all own people? Yeah. All of them white, ain't it?
Nah.
There's some niggas? How many?
Few.
Oh, no, nigga, you right, nigga. Because, look, that night we went to that party, and the
the women that work for their sheriff department, including the white ones. Listen, yeah. Mube.
Yeah.
I went to court with my little sister in Manfield, you heard me?
Yeah.
The female deputies from the white ones to the black ones to the pink ones to the orange ones to the blue.
Yeah, they the bad ones.
They, boy, they cold. It's like they don't holler. It's like they don't hire no ugly women in their sheriff department.
You know why?
Why?
Hey. Oh, damn, man. We changing our lives. Now I ain't gonna say that. But I'm gonna say what you will say.
Yeah.
They fucking them.
I damn hey, sure dog, want to.
Hey, calm down.
Damn, one of your people must be on.
Calm down.
Which one of your people on the thing? Because I bought
them. Your people the one that's hiring them.
Yeah. Oh, y'all creep.
Yo, pops ain't a sheriff.
Hell no.
Oh. But I say, that's what it go. Look. You see Teddy Daddy? It'll mess you up.
He said he's a player.
Man, Teddy, man, I'm talking about dude look like he fresh off of Joe.
Like it knocks him out.
Fresh off of Joe.
Like Bam Bam back in the day.
Fresh off of Joe. Bald head, swole, mouth full of gold.
I heard.
Bald head, swole, mouth full of gold. Little short, stocky dude. Look like he just come fresh up out the pen.
They say you take Teddy bitches.
Yeah, I heard. Originally. I heard. Yeah, allegedly. He took Teddy woman. I don't know.
Man, that man never business. Took no woman from me. Fuck.
That ain't my business. I just know
about it. So
the world wrong with y'all, nigga.
See. Your daddy play? Your daddy pee? For your daddy pee?
No, all he had to in. Tell her was him, baby.
shit. Won't you be mine, baby?
Boy.
You fine, baby.
Y'all trying to talk to tell your mama then to stop looking at my daddy pictures, talk about trying to.
I'm gonna tell you.
Let me get this to be real. I won't be mad if they got together. Cause you a nice man. And I know your father is a nice man.
Nah, his daddy fuck his homeboy's girl. That nigga ain't shit. He ain't fit. And then me and Teddy get into it. You know what I'm saying? But no, your dad ain't violent. I don't care about him being a hoe. Your dad ain't a woman beater. So look.
What Boozer said, you can cheat on her,
just don't beat on her. You feel me? But nah, you know what? I think I'm gonna hook that up.
Oh, no, that ain't gonna work.
My mama gonna make your daddy go crazy around this bitch.
Nah, that ain't gonna work.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna work.
Yeah, certified. Camille gonna put that thing on.
That ain't gonna work.
Yeah, she gonna put that Project
that
P
ain't,
on.
That ain't gonna work.
Yeah, Camille put that Project P on.
Nah, we ain't handling it. We ain't gonna do that.
We ain't going there.
The
2P.
Nah.
Blow your daddy mind.
Yeah, I'll stop all that for that happen.
Have your daddy around here. Have your daddy around here with some Stevie Wonder glasses on.
Yeah.
Playing the piano.
Hey.
Yeah. I'm gonna hook that up since you faking on my mama.
Nah, I ain't faking on your mom.
Yeah,
boy. That ain't gonna work.
My mama pee for real.
Hey.
What? My mama pee
then
for
we'll
real.
We'll be brothers for real.
We'll be real brothers.
We're happy and we're singing and we're colored.
Hey, man. Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
My mama pee, boy.
Listen here. I heard your mama talk. No, it's not gonna work.
You're lying.
Man, your mama aggressive.
You're lying.
No, I ain't lying.
What you're not gonna do is sit there and call my mama aggressive.
You think, she ain't aggressive?
You thinking of a friend.
You thinking of a friend.
No, I'm thinking of your mama.
I'm thinking of a friend.
Nah, I'm thinking of your mama.
You think, you say, think, mama, you say you heard
it. You heard saying, mama, you say you're great. You and your friend, BT. You and your friend BT.
Mama, I love you. I love you still, but they making it worse than what this is right now.
I heard about Teddy and TH.
Fuck this. hey, calm the fuck down.
Find me something. I heard about you and TH.
I don't know what you heard about me.
You and TH. Tell them about Buddha.
They mad.
They drove.
But, I think what else we're seeing is whoever wins tonight, and it looks like it's going to be White
Horn. And it looks like it's going to be White Horn.
Jeff Landry's going to be tough on crime. You have Speaker Johnson, who has access to millions of dollars for Shreveport criminal enforcement grants, things like that. So whoever wins, first call needs to be to two people. Jeff Landry, like I said, and say, hey, let's get on board. Let's fuck. I need the money.
Well, let's assume that Marjorie Taylor Greene doesn't gum up or. Right. In the D.C. a little bit.
And don't forget,
I wonder. This is the thing I want to know.
White Horn finna put cameras all over the city. With, nigga ain't gonna be able to do nothing.
Shit, I don't do nothing anyway.
Yeah, yeah. So it don't apply to me. I ain't in the streets.
Live by the cities. I pay taxes.
Yeah, I ain't in the streets, so
is
I ain't
he
tripping.
Still gonna work for this man?
Oh.
Like, Nicholson, like, is he still gonna work for the police department?
He ain't never worked for them.
Oh, he ain't never worked
for them. He never had no job in law.
He was a lawyer.
What the fuck? What? Yeah, I'm
zero law.
I'm through. See, yeah, I'm through. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, the fuck is this? Why are we even having a fucking vote?
Say, if you know somebody that voted for Nicholson, you know who they is now.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you know they true character.
Hey, what?
You ain't got to judge them by the content of their skin, but I mean, you got to judge them by the color of their skin, but the content of their character.
And
the vote they place show the content of their character.
So, yeah. Nesto
Coleman. That he can't get figure out, like, why did this nigga even run?
Well, know why he ran? Because the same way Trump gonna win, and they keep throwing his court cases
see,
out.
I'm voting for Trump. I'm voting for Trump.
He put pieces in place. What's his name? Prado tried to put a piece in place. See, just think about it. If that white boy would have been in, not the white boy, if Nicholson would have been in place, therefore Tom Landry would have been able to do
control
shit.
I get it.
And we was going to really be fucked in the end, my guy.
Y'all ready to control either way.
But I'm saying, though, but now.
You're allowed them.
Huh?
You're allowed them.
Yeah, but he don't control where that money go.
Yes, he do. You ain't just hear what they said? They got to talk to him to get the money?
Bro.
No, he's saying Landry got to get on board with White Horn. See, you ain't go back far enough. Well, you went back, but you didn't hear that part. He said Landry need to get on board with White Horn so he could get that money to put toward the police force. That's what he said. You hear me? See, I might talk a lot, goddammit, but I know how to listen.
$1.1 million shit already going towards the police force. That got nothing to do with the sheriff. The sheriff and the police is two different things.
Facts.
You not listening.
No, who distribute the money all through this motherfucker?
The state. The state distribute them. The federal government gives the money to the state, and then the state distributes it to the parishes.
Yeah.
And the cities.
So, what's Whitehorn's position other than being the sheriff?
I don't know all these.
Oh, my bad, then. So I'm talking.
I'm a nigga. I don't know all these.
My bad, then. See what I'm saying?
I ain't no African. You got to ask African-American niggas.
See, you know what I'm saying? See, I was going to spice them up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Let them know about a little something. Why it was very important for Whitehorn.
Oh, so you're African-American?
Nah, I'm just
you gotta ask Iceberg Pack.
Nah, but that's what I'm saying. See, I'm just a nigga who listened.
The fact that this nigga was even, this white dude, excuse me, this white man.
This Caucasian man
was even on his fucking belly and has no fucking experience in law enforcement. Why the fuck are we even here? Like, what?
Hey, listen, that's why Champagne P running for president.
Yeah. That shit irritated me just then.
You can't be mad at him because a nigga who ain't never had political experience ran for the president. And I'm voting for him again.
Like it's going to...
Hey, you know what I'm saying?
So y'all vote for that idiot.
Please don't be
y'all vote for that idiot.
Shit, I'm tired of high ass Texas.
Bro, you can run for president. You got my vote. I'll vote for you before I vote for that motherfucker. That, bro, these niggas ignorant. Because these niggas gave this nigga a couple $100.
It wasn't 100, it was 15 at a time.
You feel me?
Trying to lowball.
Like, bro, because this nigga came for some money and not he y'all best
what,
friend.
Guess what Biden ain't do?
See?
Biden ain't got no shoes that dropped in Black History Month.
And so would I.
And they gold. Yeah.
I'm over this shit.
Man, it's good. I'm
I will
hair.
Never she debate about the prisoner shit head. With these
like
niggas.
Dookie dookie.
She done put this hair in my baby head. She gonna bring over here tomorrow. I'm bringing my little baby. She done put this hair in my baby head. I'm mad at the motherfucker.
What your man
she have it too.
Yep.
She really come over and fuck some shit up.
Yeah. That's all she do.
Well, we don't want to leave you guys, but we gotta go. You know what I'm saying? We might be back on this bitch. You know what I'm saying? Tonight. You heard me?
Shit, tell you the truth, but I call him dude the one tomorrow.
Yeah?
Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah. I mean, you know Pac-Man gonna be ready to talk his shit.
Because they MIA, man.
Yeah. So.
Say, Miss Lisa, I'm sorry for your loss.
Ms. Lisa and the Mama Bells, we sorry for your loss.
Look, no the fuck I ain't. I'm glad y'all lost. Y'all been spewing bad news about me and my brothers for the longest. Pac-Man, do not do drugs. I don't sell drugs. I no longer do drugs. And my little brother is not missing. We are not out here spewing false information. No, we're not. We don't sell drugs. And yes, we do own property. Bitch, I own 5 pair of tennis shoes and 3 pair of pants. Bitch, that's property. You feel what I'm saying? And I got 3 cell phones.
It's over.
Landslide.
It's officially over.
New sheriff in town.
Why? 21,147 votes.
What?
John Nicholson had 18,800 votes.
We had 21,000 niggas to go out and vote.
It was a sweep.
Yeah, that was landslide.
It was a sweep right here.
Yeah, that was over 50%.
Did you at least pinch the bitch?
He needs some milk.
Guess what?
I really don't give a fuck.
Somebody give him CPR.
I wonder what they're going to try to come up with now.
A lot of shit. I'm telling you,
I wonder what happened now. What it's always something.
I'm going to tell you what God love. When his wife got her funk ass up on that PTA thing, yep, and sent all them parents, the missus, using that innocent girl's death to try to get votes.
Yeah.
And telling them to vote for their husband if they want crime to get better, and brought that little innocent girl name up. She ought to be ashamed of herself.
Using a dead child for political gain.
Yeah.
If that's not some of the most heartless and gutless stuff that you can ever do, because I got cheering. And if I was them people, I would sue y'all for defamation.
And the parents was mad about it.
I know it. Y'all need to sue them for defamation.
Yes, you were lying on Dominique. Miss Dominique up on KSLA.
Yeah.
She was lying on Miss Dominique.
I sue them for defamation.
Y'all do know politics is the most cutthroat fucking business.
But you know but I'm saying this, like these people still agree.
It's completely wrong.
You know what make it even more wrong?
Yeah.
They tried to say that our side was doing all the
negative campaigning.
Yeah. Negative campaigning and illegal tactics.
No, I didn't see not one negative campaign.
Man, because we voting and throwing up the black fist.
Yeah, like
shit, black power.
Plymouth Rock. We ain't laying on Plymouth Rock.
Plymouth Rock
laying on us.
Shit.
You seen it? You see the Malcolm X fade?
This dude here. I'm not.
But I thought it was a Timber Lane fade. Say, y'all, this Nesto the Dunn.
And this your boy L.T. Ugly Man, the myth, the legend, the voice of this here Ratchet City.
And this your boy Teddy out of Mansfield. What's good?
Mansfield.
I'm tripping my food.
Hey, dog, hey, stop saying my fucking city name
Mansfield
like this. Fuck wrong with y'all, man.
Tripping my food, homeboy. Hey, right up behind, yeah. Pat my drink too. Pat my drink too. Give him a cup, man. Y'all don't even want to be on camera, man. Yeah, man.
who say what?
Hey.
Then who say you ain't friend? Yeah, they ain't friend though. But you friend.
Be fucked up.
Hey, yeah.
That dude. Yeah, we going back to bag clothes, y'all. All that small shit out the door. We going back to 2000.
We're going back, man.
You can have it. Yeah, we're going back.
My nuts ain't going to be in my pocket no more.
That ain't my business.
But let's talk about it. White horn. White horn.
It's a new
white horn.
And now with that, we out, guys.
Peace.
This ain't my business, but I just know about it.